Praise Him. God bless you. Praise the Lord. God bless you. This is Prophetess Rita Furlough, and you're tuned in to our weekly call with Encouraging Women to Pursue God online women's ministry to encourage and empower women to pursue God above everything else in this world. And today we're talking about obeying the call of God on your life when God calls you, amen, and how to identify that call. In order to pursue God's will, you have to first identify the call so you can pursue the call. How can you pursue something? How can you pursue something that you don't know how to identify? Amen. And when God calls you, He speaks to you. Amen. You're going to know it. Amen. Glory to God. You're going to know when God calls you because He's going to speak to you. It's not going to be like, oh my God, I didn't know when the prophet come to you and say, I see a call of God in your life. It ain't going to catch you by surprise because you knew from your mother's womb you were different. You couldn't do what other people have done. Amen. Even in school, everybody else getting away with stuff. Amen. Glory to God. But you, every time, everybody else get away with murder, get away with stuff. But when it's your time, you get caught. Amen. You got to go to see the principal at the school. You can't get away with nothing. Why? You may thought that was unfair, but you've been handpicked. Amen. And that is how God starts. It starts because he told Jeremiah, he said, I know you even in your mother's womb. So God knows who we are. You see what I'm saying? God knows who we are. And that's why if we ever went through abortions and had abortions, we need to ask for repentance, amen, for those sins if you have done an abortion, because when we go through abortions, you're actually aborting the assignment on that baby's life, amen. You're actually aborting the call on their life. And if the enemy can take us out prematurely, he'll do that. Amen. There's a reason why your mother, amen, didn't get rid of the baby. Amen. Because there's a call on your life. Look to your neighbor, amen, whoever that is, and say, neighbor, there's a call on my life. I haven't found it yet, amen. But I'm going to tell you something on how to find the call, how to follow the call. Amen. To follow the call, you first got to separate yourself. You can't do what everybody else is doing. And like I said earlier, you ain't going to be able to get away with what everybody else is getting away with. Amen. Glory to God. And that's in every area of your life. You go to your job, they're going to pick on you. Amen. You go try to do something, you're going to get picked on. Somebody say you've been picked on because God picked you out. Amen. And because He don't want you to do, God will allow you to get caught in everything you do that's not like Him, because He wants you to know that that's not what He called you to do. Amen. Glory to God. But you have been called by God. Amen. And somebody said, you've been called by God. Somebody say, I've been called by God. That's what you need to say in decree of your life. And say, I've been called by God. How do you identify the call? You first got to come from out and be separated. How can God hear? How can you hear from God if you connected to everything? If your mind and your ears, your spiritual ears, is bamboozled to the things of God. You got to clear. Somebody say clear the clutter. Amen. You got to come from out and be separated. What that mean? That don't necessarily mean people. It means that too. But it's persons, places, and things. Come from out and be separated so you can hear from God. Because when you're able to hear from God, God can give you direction. Amen. Glory to God. And God don't want to take you by surprise. Amen. That's why when you was a baby, when you was growing up, God gave you spiritual dreams, even as a little child. Because even as a little child, amen, there's a seed that was planted by the Holy Ghost. Amen. Glory to God. Your dreams even was different. So that's how you know. Another way you know that your call is that your dreams won't be like everybody else's dream. When you call by God, you'll dream that you're laying hands on the sick. Come on. When you're called by God, you'll dream that you're prophesying. Come on. When you're called by God, you'll dream, amen, that miracles, signs, and wonders shall follow you. God will show you that before it becomes a reality. Then at that moment when somebody try to prophesy on you, you're not going to be caught by surprise. Jeremiah told God, he said, How am I going to prophesy? How am I going to preach your word if I'm a child? I don't understand. And this is the problem that I have. We need to go back to the old landmark where we were taught by the Holy Ghost. And man is good. That's why he said I call pastors, preachers, and everything like that. But we need to get 60% of our teaching. I would even go as far as saying 75% of our teaching from the Holy Ghost. Amen. Because man, the Bible says, put out your trust in man because man will always fail you. When you're called by God, most of your stuff going to come from the Holy Ghost. You'll be talking and don't even know how revelation hit your mouth. You'll be like, how did I know that? Because the Holy Ghost put it in your spirit. And you see what I'm saying? That's how God moves. And the problem what people are having now is they don't yield to the Holy Ghost. They don't yield. Many people are prophesying what they heard somebody else say because it sounds good. Amen. It's like a prophetic lingo now. Oh, it's a prophetic lingo. By the decree in the cloud. You know, it sounds good. You see what I'm saying? It sounds good. God's going to develop your own style in ministry. That's how you know you're going to be, God wants to cremate you. Not cremate you. He wants to make you. Y'all get what I'm trying to say? He wants to make you and mold you to that woman or man of God that he has called for you to be. And see, this is another sign that you've been called by God. Your family won't receive you. You'll be the black sheep of your family. So I already told you, you're going to be the black sheep. And I already told you that you can't get away with, you can't get away with what everybody else get away with. And your own family, a lot of you are still hurt from today, wondering why your family don't receive you. Your first cousins, your own brothers and sisters, they call you crazy because they don't understand you, because they haven't taken the time to get to know you, because you're different. Amen. Somebody say, I'm different for a purpose. Amen. Get that in your spirit that you're different. And we're teaching tonight. Is that all right? I want to teach y'all how to identify the call of God. Amen. So you don't be bamboozled. Because a lot of us run into want to be used by God, and prophets, false prophets are prophesying wrong titles over your life that God ain't called you to walk in. If God called you to pastor, ain't no way in the world you graced to be an apostle. I mean, they do have, you know, some of the fivefold does blend. But God he's not a scatter type God. He's not going to tell you you're apostle one day, and then you're an evangelist, not evangelist, but a prophet the next day, and you don't know what you want to be. And so sometimes you just got to stay in the clear and just say, I just love preaching the gospel. Amen, because people will put titles on you that God hasn't even called you to walk in. I remember one time somebody told me I was an apostle. And I said, well, my husband, he's the apostle. He's the head, amen. I said, God called me. He told me I was a prophet. He didn't wake me up telling me I was an apostle. I may have an apostolic mantle. I may be able to operate in all the functions because the Holy Ghost is able to operate in every function. But my identity is of a prophet. Because when we speak, we create things. Come on. When we speak, we reroute demonic airways. When we speak, things begin to shift in the atmosphere. Because God has put his word on our mouth. And we're able to create. That's why he said, touch not my anointing. And do my prophets no harm. He didn't say, do my apostles no harm. He didn't say, do my teachers no harm. He said, do my prophets no harm. That's why they are trying their best to shut the mouth of the prophet. Because the prophet is the mouth, the very mouthpiece of God. When you speak to a prophet, it's like you speaking to God himself. I'm talking about a real prophet now. I'm not talking about no Baal prophet, no bootleg prophet. And this is how you will know the difference. A bootleg prophet, they prophesy houses, cars, and they'll curse you too. If you see a prophet cursing you, they're not from God. because only God can curse you. The Bible says no man can curse what God has blessed. Man can't curse you, only God can. When God put the curse on you, can't nothing reverse the curse but obedience. Obedience will reverse the curse. But man can't curse you because God has to give the enemy power to curse you. Amen. That's a whole nother topic. But I'm saying we have to be careful who we allowing to speak over our life. And so we'll get mixed up. And then every time you look around, I remember when I first started out preaching, I started off as a servant because I was unsure. I knew I was called because I used to be in the club and God used to convict me. And he used to send strangers to warn me. That's a sign right there that you're called. God will send strangers, people that don't know you, to tell you what you're doing here. You don't belong here. God will send angels. Amen, glory to God, to bear witness. See, this is not a thing that it all, it's not a religious thing where you got to hear from God in a church house. God's going to send people to you that are strangers, that are prophetic voices in the earth, that are walking. I'm talking about people at Walmart, people you don't even know, people at the dollar store, people you don't. See, we're so busy. We have a religious mentality. We're so busy thinking that God's going to speak to people when we at a church service all the time. You need to be still and know that he's God and be able to listen, because somebody's going to meet you at Walmart while you in line buying your groceries. God's going to send a word. So you need to have your ears open. I remember one time we was in Walmart, and the lady began to prophesy on me. And I'm telling you, the power of God filled the aisle, and you can feel the presence and the power of God. You never know who God's going to send, because God got bold soldiers that's not caught up in tradition. They'll speak anywhere. That's what I love about prophets. And this particular call is not about prophets. It's actually about the call. But because I'm a prophet, I can speak on what I know. Amen. So don't expect people to speak life in you only in the church house. Don't expect all your answers to come from the preacher behind the pulpit. God gonna send strangers, because you won't believe it if somebody you knew told you that, but you'll believe it if a stranger told you that you got a call of God in your life. You'll believe it if a stranger told you you've been hurt as a little girl, and I see that you've been tossed aside by your own blood, and I see that you got a call of God to preach the gospel. You'll believe that. So God is a God. He's a God. He's outside of the box. So in this season, if you're needing an answer from God, that's why it's good to ask God to say, order my steps today. Because God want to order your steps to the right connections so that you can hear from God. Amen. And if you don't know your call, just keep seeking them. God, who am I in you? Show me who I am in you. This is encouraging women to pursue God. But the men you're on here, this is for you too. Amen. Because he said, he that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit of the Lord has said to the church. There is no male or female. This word is for everybody. Amen. So we know that you can't do what you want to do, that you'll always end up getting caught in your mess when you're called by God. Amen. You will always find yourself being looked at different. People won't understand you, because if they don't understand, darkness can't understand light. Even as a little girl or a little boy, there's a light on your life. There's something different about you. I used to work in the school system doing security work, and there was a lady that did witchcraft there, a student. She wore all black, and I take her in my office, and I say, What's going on with you and this other student? And she's beginning to get into the topic of witchcraft. So I began to test her, which I shouldn't have done it because I was working, but I was just curious. I said, well, what you see on me? She says, you do witchcraft? Because I was testing her, because I know that God is on my life. She said, well, I can't touch. This was a witch. She said, I can't touch you. She said, There's a ring around you. Come on. See, God will put a, oh, my God, God will put a hedge of protection around you when you call, my God. That's why he said choose this day who you're going to serve. Because when he calls you, he wants you to answer the call. Because sooner or later, if you keep rejecting him, he is going to release the hedge of protection from around you. He wants you to answer the call of ministry. And your ministry may be different. That's another thing. A lot of us think we need to do what everybody else is doing. I know when I first started, I said I would never preach in the pulpit. I said I wasn't that kind of preacher because it's an evangelistic anointing on me. And he called me out of the four walls. But, you know, my husband, he's a pastor. So I kind of got lured into preaching. But that's how God was able to teach me, was through the ministry of my husband. He was able to teach me how to deliver the word of God. And in my prayer life, that's why and that's another thing. When you're preaching, anybody that you notice that people that have not been called by God, they have the gift of gab. They know how to talk good. But you know us that's been really didn't want to do this, we can't speak. Amen. We can't speak of that. We can't speak nothing. We got to depend on God. Amen. But you find those that ain't got no call, they'll talk you out your money because they got a gift of gab. They can talk you when you thinking it's the Holy Ghost, but it's emotions. Amen. And they'll talk you out your pocketbook. See, prophets, false prophets, seek the things. But a real prophet wants your soul saved. We understand that, and we seek first all things will be added. We ain't begging for money. Now, we will encourage you to give into the kingdom. But we're not going to beg and curse you because you don't give. Because God don't operate like that. Amen? God don't operate like that. Because everybody is not on the same level spiritually. Everybody don't have the same faith level. Amen. God has gave us, some of us are different faith levels. And your faith level goes to whichever level you own in God, your faith will grow with that. Amen. That's a whole other subject, but I had to point that out. See, we need to understand the call of God. Amen. That you're not going to be what everybody think the next preacher should look like. You see what I'm saying? You're not going to look like, because God is taking drug dealers and changing their life. He's taking prostitutes and changing their life. Amen. He's changing people from the inside out to let them know that man didn't call them, God did. And so that's the kind of mentality we need to have. We need to say, man didn't call me, God did. Now, he called us to submit under man if we are going to a church and there is order and protocol. But man don't own me. God does. Amen. And so we have to be able to know when it's time to submit under a man versus when it's time to submit under God, because we don't want to be misled. Amen. That's why you have to walk in the spirit. Amen. So you don't fulfill the lust of your flesh. When you walk in the spirit, you're able to identify what's false and what's not of God. You'll get your kids and get out of there because you realize that where you're at is not from God. Hallelujah. Amen. And so when you are called by God, you don't have engineers. You're not lukewarm. When you're called by God, you know how to identify truth from a lie. When you're called by God, there's a certain demeanor about you that people can't quite put their hands on, but they know there's something different about her, that you'll be somebody. I have so many enemies and don't even know why, that have never done anything to people. All I do is preach the gospel. The reason why I have enemies is because I have gave my life to God. When you give your life to God, you'll have enemies. So if you want friends, then being a Christian and answering the call is not for you. Because you're not going to have any friends when you sold out to God. You're going to lose everybody in your life because they're going to feel like something wrong with you because your life is tied up with, you don't want to be around garbage, you don't want to be around gossip, you don't want to be around liars. Now, you'll go to preach to them, but you'll come from out when God, that's why you got to come in there, do what God say do, and get out, like the police. They do what they need to do, bust a throw down, Bust the double head in and get out. Don't waste time playing on the devil's territory, because if you stay there too long, he's going to pull you in. Amen? So you make sure when you go into the devil's territory that God sent you there. Come on. You make sure that God sent you there to do his will before you just going in, barging into places, tell me something, you preaching, and you got to make sure God has ordered your steps to that certain assignment, because the enemy has always got a plot and a plan, but we got to be smarter than the enemy. So God spoke to me one day. He said, whenever I call you to, whenever I have you to go preach, he said, get in and get out. Don't waste time talking to the pastors. Don't make friends with nobody. He said, get in and get out. Because once I deliver my word to you, them devils in the hell, they're gonna try to kick you out of this region. And I can speak from it because I've been there. Well, the devil in hell will try to kick you out this region for preaching truth. Because you stir up the demonic spirits in that area you preaching in. This is why Jesus couldn't preach everywhere. Some areas he preached, he had to hurry up and get out of there because they didn't receive his ministry. As a matter of fact, they didn't even get healed because they didn't receive his ministry. But other places got their deliverance. When you're called by God, you're going to have to understand that everybody is not going to receive you. They're not going to receive the word of God. Amen. And when God begins to call you, and when God calls you, like I said, you're not going to have a lot of friends. You'll be singled out. People don't want to invite you nowhere. Amen. They want to invite you nowhere. You be like, what did I do to them? They don't want you in their clique, because if you get in their clique, the light on you is so bright that it's going to expose the enemy's plan. And so you wonder why, even now as you're listening to this call, why you're not invited to places. Amen. Why people don't invite you nowhere. Why you, everybody got cliques and everybody got buddies and friends but you. God said, he said he preserving you. That's why. We teaching today, y'all. We teaching this. We ain't yelling and screaming. We teaching this today. But too many people yelling and screaming, but y'all missing it. Amen. We are teaching today. Because God wants to know that, God wants you to know tonight that you're not crazy. He wants you to know tonight that there's nothing wrong with you. He wants you to know tonight, amen, that he has called you in your mother's womb, amen, and he said the gates of hell will not prevail against you. He said even as you begin to lift your hands, he said, I'm going to pour out my spirit upon you, amen, and you shall dream dreams and prophesy. You shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. He said, when you begin to lay hands, don't think about it, just do it, because the enemy is going to come in and try to say, that ain't God. But he said, once I release you in ministry, you're going to go forth with power and demonstration. He said, so this night forward, begin to separate yourself and begin to seek the face of God like never before. He said, I'm going to put my words in your mouth. Glory to God. He said, I'm going to put my words in your mouth like I did Jeremiah. Notice every time you study, amen, and then when you get up there to preach, you can't even preach what you study, because when you open your mouth, God's going to give you a word for the house. My God, glory to God. He said this time he's raising up apostles, preachers, and teachers that will deliver my word in season and out of season. Hallelujah, that will rebuke and tear down the gates of hell that is coming up and rising up in the church. He said it's time. He said it's time. He said it's time. He said it's time. Religion is keeping God's people down. But God wants to turn you loose in the Holy Ghost. Now, we understand protocol, and we all need a pastor. We all need a leader. Don't forget the protocol when God begin to raise you up to those areas in ministry. Don't forget the protocol. Don't forget. That's why he says stay humble. Who you thinking he's telling you to stay humble to? It's to stay humble under him, for one. It's to stay under those who have rulers over you. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, glory to God. But God wants to deliver you. He wants to set you free, amen, so that you can move forward. Amen, because when you begin to walk in your ministry, the enemy is going to try to use fear to keep you bound. That's how you know when you call by God for real. If fear don't come in, you ain't called. Most of these people that are running around all over the place, ain't got no covering, ain't submitted to nobody. Amen. They claim God called them. and you're not afraid to speak in front of people, but most people, 90% of people that have a call on their life, they don't even like speaking in front of people. They don't even like dealing with people. Amen. But it's an obligation because they fear the Lord. It's an obligation because they fear God. That I know that if I don't do this ministry, that God is going to kill me. You got to get to a place to say, if I don't operate in ministry, I'm not going to make it. And what do I mean when I say God is going to kill me? It means that if you're not in the will of God, then you definitely, then you know you're in the will of the, you show, you know, if you're not in the will of God, then you're only in one more will, and that's the devil. You don't want to be like the man that was ate up by whales. He tried to reject the call of God on his life. I forgot his name. Y'all know who I'm talking about. God swallowed him up in a whale. He caused the whale to swallow him up for 3 days and 3 nights, I believe. Think of what Jonah was swallowed up because he was running from the call. Don't get swallowed up by the whales because you're running from the call of God on your life. Submit yourself under the mighty hands of God, and he will lift you up in due season. Amen, glory to God. Don't allow people to cause you to give up on your ministry. It ain't going to be easy because God is going to connect us to the right people. There are people watching to see how faithful you are, to see how desperate you are for souls. Hallelujah. Don't you know God began to open up some doors for me last year? Amen. I have my own TV show on national TV, not national, but on a preaching to over 600,000 people in the Mississippi and Louisiana area, airs on WHNO TV 20, me preaching every other Mondays. Only God can do that. Do you think that people allow me in their church to come preach because they know when I get there, the truth going to be spoken and demons going to be exposed? But God got people that don't even know you that want to give you opportunities. Because you have stepped out on your ministry. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. So while everybody run around trying to find preaching engagements, and God will have you skip all over that, and he'll bless you. He'll bless you in the presence of your enemies. Because when people said you weren't called by God, you kept on praying. Come on. When people said you weren't called to preach, you kept on preaching. When people said you were nobody, you kept on. Amen. Standing still. When the flood came against you, you did not go against God, but you went with God. And God said he's going to reimburse you preachers that have stood the test. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Reimbursement is coming. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Reimbursement is coming for your ministry. God is going to repay, amen, for every trial you went through, every trial, every test, amen, when you try to preach to people and they wouldn't listen, they turned a deaf ear, amen, they rejected your ministry. God is going to repay. He's going to repay what the canker worms tried to eat up and the locust and the palmer worm. God say, I'm gonna do a new thing in your ministry. And it's going to spring forward in due season. And those that doubted you, God say, I'm going to lift you up just to prove to Satan that I called you. And he's going to bless your ministry. If you receive that, you better lift your hands and say, I receive it. Father, I thank you for the word. Father, I thank you for every preacher. I thank you for every person that's on this call. Amen. That will listen, that you will move by your power. Penetrate every demon that try to stop them from pursuing God. Lord, we ask you to remove it by the blood of the Lamb in the name of Jesus. You shall live and not die and declare the word of the Lord. You are listening to GAB Radio with Prophetess Sherita Furlow, encouraging women to pursue God. God bless you all. I pray that you choose this day who you're going to serve. Real quick, I want you to go now and order my book, Prophets of a Prophetic Mind, Thoughts of a Prophetic Mind, www.ordermybooknow.com. God bless you.